Meshamshim b'keserach, it's not fair. Two melachim cannot be meshamesh with one keser. So Hashem said to the moon, l'chi ma'ati es atzmech, if you're complaining, you know what? So you go diminish yourself, you will be smaller, and that's what the pasuk continues, es amor ha'godol l'memsheles hayom, yes, amor ha'kotol l'memsheles ha'loila. We know the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says that the moon was insulted and said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not fair just because I presented a good argument. Why should I be the one that has to suffer? So Hashem says, don't worry, I'll make it up to you. The Jewish people, the Am HaNifchar, they will calculate time based upon you, not based upon the sun. The moon was not satisfied. So Rashi, there, the Gemara there says that Hashem, you know what? I will create for you company, the stars. The only reason why Hashem created the stars was to be mefayes the Levana for its complaint that just because I presented a good argument, why should I be the one who suffers? And in fact, Rashi feels that it's so important, this Chazal. He actually says it, beferish and chumash and Rashi. Rashi says it. The reason why the stars were created, v'e, that's what it means, es amor ha'gadol l'mshalas hayayim, v'es amor ha'koton l'mshalas l'layla, v'es ha'koychavim. What is v'es ha'koychavim doing in that pasuk? So Rashi says Hashem only created the stars to be mefayes, to appease the moon after it was diminished because of its complaint. And then the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin goes on to say that the moon was not still. There's a whole long Gemara there. And the Gemara at the end says, Hashem saw, I see, there's nothing I can do. You know what? Bring for me a korban chatos. Roshei chodoshim liam chonosoto zman kapara l'chol tol loisam. What is the zman kapara? Gemara. For the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bring a korban chatos for me because I have diminished the moon. One of the very few places in the Talmud Bavli is there an editor's note on the side of the Vilna Shas from an editor, an unknown editor, that says, don't you dare think you know what this Gemara means. Hashem Hatsur Tamim Paolo Ki Chol Durch of Mishpat. Hashem is perfect. Hashem doesn't make mistakes. Hashem doesn't sin. Hashem does not need a carbon for a kapara. Don't be a fool to think you know what this piece of Gemara means, that Hashem sinned by diminishing the moon. The moon was not pacified, was not appeased. So Hashem said, bring for me a carbon chatos. We have no understanding of what this means, but this is all part of the story of Yom Revi. Okay, so I told you the story. You all know the story. I didn't tell you any chidushim. Now let me tell you what Rabbi Rapp says. Rabbi Rapp asks a question. I don't know where he's getting this from. If it's his own, if he's citing a source, I don't know. I don't have the sefer here. I don't even know where it is. I have it somewhere. I don't know where I have it. Probably home somewhere. I have to go look for it. Maybe I know where it is. Maybe I don't. Whatever. But this is what I remember. What does it mean that at the time of creation, the sun and the moon were equal? What does that mean? They were equal. What does that mean? The moon had its own source of light? It also was like a sun, it gave off light. Okay, you can say whatever you want to say. We understand the moon has no, it's just a rock. It has no source of light. And the most it can do is a reflector.
That's
now. What?
Maybe originally was.
Maybe,
the stars have their own source.
Some of them. Some not. Okay, Enochinami, but we really don't know. It's all subject to interpretation, understanding what's going on over here. So he suggests the following principle, whether it's his own or whether it's cited, it's an idea, whatever you want to take from it. The sun always, at the Maisa Bereishis, emitted light. The moon, the same thing, it was a reflector. The difference is, it was much, much larger, or whatever this means. Let's put it like this. Okay, let's analyze it in this form. Today, when you see a full moon, what does that mean exactly? When you see a full moon, it means that the earth is in the center. On one side is the sun, on the other side is the moon. And at night, our backs are to the sun. So the earth is blocking all of the light of the sun because the earth is rotating. And our back is to the sun, so we can't see, there's no light. But the sun is giving off an enormous amount of light all around us. And there's one little object there on the other side called the moon that picks up that light, absorbs that light. And we were looking this way, our back is to the sun, and we're looking forward, and there's a moon there, and the moon is intercepting that light, so we can see the reflection of the sun. Now guess what? What would have been if the moon would have been 10 times the size? Then we would have at night a lot more light at night, because the moon would pick up more light of the sun. If the moon would have been 50 times the size, the moon would be able to absorb 50 times or reflect 50 times more light.
A larger mirror.
A larger mirror. But now that the moon is shrunk to 1/400th of the size of the sun, it only can pick up, it only can reflect a certain amount of light. What happens to the rest of the light of the sun? Where did the rest of the light of the sun go? Nowhere. It's wasted. Wasted. The sun is giving off an enormous amount of energy, and no one is taking advantage. It's being wasted. The sun is giving off enormous amount of light. And where is it all going? Into the wasteland, into outer space. No one is taking advantage of all those rays that are coming out of the sun to intercept them and to reflect it back to Earth. The moon can do what it does. The moon, it reflects just a small amount, a fraction of what the sun has to offer. The moon is 1/400th of the size of the sun. And the moon knew it can do what it can do. But what's with all that other light that's coming out of the sun? It goes into outer space. It goes wherever it goes. As far as we're concerned, I don't know, you'll tell me Kabbalistic things, but as far as we're concerned from our perspective, it's wasted. It's a wasted energy. Wasted energy goes into no man's land. At the time of Maisa Bereishis, the moon was, okay, these are all, you know, everything over here is just speculation. The moon was so big, there was no waste. There was no waste. The moon absorbed every drop of what the sun had to offer. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. Mimela, they have two malachim. The sun did its tafkid. It gave a mashpia. And the moon did its tafkid. It was a makabel. You have a Rebbe. You have a Rebbe. The Rebbe has what to offer. The Rebbe has what to teach. Do the students that have, are the students absorbing everything the Rebbe has what to teach? Usually the Rebbe has infinite more to give the student than the student wants to take. The student doesn't want to learn. If the student were to learn, the Rebbe has so much to give. Rarely you have a situation where the Rebbe says to the Talmud, I've taught you everything that I know. It's time for you to move on, to go to a Rebbe that has more to teach you. I've taught you everything that I know. What am I going to teach you you already know? Anything that I know, I've already taught you, and now it's time for you to go to a new level, to get a new Rebbe who has something new to teach you. Mm-hmm. In time of Maisa Bereishis, the sun had what to offer, and the moon was mekabel everything that the sun had to offer. The moon was enormous, and it absorbed everything the sun had to offer. Mimela, they're equal. What do you mean they're equal? It doesn't mean who's greater. Equal means I'm the giver and you're the receiver. I'm the giver, you're the receiver. I'm doing my job to give, and you're doing your job. I'm doing my job perfectly. Everything that comes from you, I'm a kabel. You have a pitcher and a catcher. Every pitch the pitcher throws, the catcher catches. So I'm a celebrity. I'm on the all-star team because I'm perfect. I've done my tafkid. You're a star and I'm a star. Every pitch you make is perfect. Every Every ball that's thrown, I catch. We're both melachim. Who's going to get all the attention in the All-Star game?
Pitcher.
Why the pitcher? He's the best pitcher. I'm the best catcher. Okay, you're the best first baseman. You're the best shortstop. You're the best outfielder. You're the best. Everyone's the best. Everyone's a celebrity. You have your tafkid. You can't play baseball without a catcher. You can't. You can't play baseball without a pitcher. You're a star. I'm a star. We're all stars. I'm the best. You're the best. Hashem says, you're right. Ain't shnei melachim meshamshim b'keserecha. So we have to change the dynamic where you, the moon, are not going to be able to be mekabel everything the sun has to offer. Lechismatias atzmeich, diminish yourself. The sun has more to give. You're not capable of being mekabel everything the Rebbe has to give. You're doing a good job. You're doing a great job. But the Rebbe is greater than you because the Rebbe has more to give which you can't catch. Now, why am I telling you this? Okay, this is a very nice idea. You want to talk about this? Does it make sense? Doesn't make sense? What is a solar eclipse? Totality. A moment of totality. People to travel. I know people, they travel to all these crazy places to go to witness totality. What are you witnessing when you see totality? You're witnessing a dogma of the Shnei HaMe'oirois HaGedoilois. The sun is giving. It's giving, giving, giving. And it's dark here in this earth. It's nighttime, in the midday. Why is it nighttime in the midday? Because the moon has come right in between us and the sun. And from our perspective, the moon is being mekabel. It's a dogma. I know it's not exactly the same, but it's a dogma of the moon being mekabel everything the sun has to offer. And that's why there's nothing left for the earth. On a regular day, just switch it around. On a regular day, the moon's there. The moon's out there. How come you don't see the moon on a regular day? How come you can't do Kiddush Levon during daylight hours? Because the moon is there. If you don't know where to look, if you know where to look, you gotta get some special glasses and get a telescope and know what you're doing. You can see the moon in midday. How come? Because the sun is shining. The sun is shining so much. The moon is makabel its small shtickle, and the rest that the sun is giving goes to the earth and blinds us. There's only that much the moon can do. The moon is a makabel, but the moon is a shvacha makabel. There's the Ma'or HaGodol and the Ma'or HaKoton. The Ma'or HaKoton can only be Makabal. What can be Makabal? At nighttime, you see, it's Makabal the Shtickel. During the daytime, it's Makabal the Shtickel. But my Sibereishis, it wasn't like that. What it was exactly, I have no idea. No one knows what it means. But the idea is, the concept that he's presenting is that my Sibereishis, the Levana was Makabal everything that the Rebbe had to offer. A moment of totality in a solar eclipse is a dugma of the Shemesh and the Yareach positioned in such a way where the Levana is Mekabel, everything the sun has to offer from our little perspective, the arrangement of Hashem arranged things, a sun that's 400 times the size of the moon, And the chokhmah of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that to us it looks the same size because the sun is 400 times away from the moon. It's an incredible parallel. The size of the moon is 400 times. Size of the sun is 400 times larger than the sun, and also happens to be 400 times away from the sun. So therefore, from our perspective, because this is close and this is far and exactly 400 times apart, they look to us the same, and they're aligned in such a way where it's Makabel. Wow. It's the Shnei, wait one second. It's the Shnei HaMe'oirois HaGedoilim. And then what happens? That was yesterday. Today, there's the Ma'or HaGodol, And is the Mor HaKatan? No more. And the Mor HaKatan says, it's not fear. Zelo fear. Yesterday, there was totality. I was the Mor HaGadol. I was Mekabel. Everything there was to offer. And today's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I'm the Mor HaKatan. Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not fear. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. I'm giving you Klal Yisrael. I'm giving you the Eis HaKoychovim. Avraham Avinu said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Anochi Holech Hariri, Matiten Li, Tzei HaBedno HaShemayim U'Sefor HaKoychovim Tuchal Lispor Oysom Koy Yihye Zarecha. I'm giving you Klal Yisrael of the stars. I'm giving you Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is going to count after the Levana. Do you realize that we here in America, okay, are reliving Mamish, Maisa Bereishis. We're reliving. Yesterday was the Shnei HaMa'oros HaGedolim. The Levana was Mekabel. Everything that the Shemesh had to offer and left nothing for anyone else. Oh, Mamish the Mor HaGadol. There's the Rebbe and the Talmud. The Talmud is just as great as the Rebbe. The Rebbe gives, the Talmud is Mekabel. And the next day, business as usual. The Mor HaGadol, the Mor HaKatan, the Levana, Kleina Levana, can't interfere with the Levana, garnish and Mekabel, nothing. Just because I complained, you have to be mamayit me? I'm giving you Klal Yisrael that will one day say, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. The beginning of a new, fresh cycle that comes after a leap year. After a leap year, when the Levana and the Chama are realigned, and we begin the cycle anew. Only, and the Pius, what is the Pius? Klal Yisrael. We are the center of the dynamic of how all of this came together. Klal Yisrael, their calendar, the Koychovim, which is a dogma, the Eis HaKoychovim, which is beferish the pasuk, I'm giving you Klal Yisrael. And even when all of that is not enough for the Levana, so taka today, we daven Musaf, Roshei Chodoshim li'amcha nosoto, zman kaporo l'chol toloysam, okay, you're not satisfied, bring a carbon chatos for me. Haloi davar? It's not a coincidence. And there are three Gemaras. There are three Gemaras in rapid succession in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Tes Lamed Aleph, that talk about the Likui Hashem. There are three Gemaras. One Gemara is the Likui HaChama, then is the Likui HaMa'oyros, and then the Nochama, the Likui HaChama. The first time is Likui HaChama is a bad sign for the Umoy Sa'olam. And then it says the Likui HaMa'oyros. What does that mean? What does no one knows any of this means? You can all speculate what this means. It's not good for nobody. It's bad for the entire world. And the third piece of Gemara is when the Chama is Lakui, it's bad for the Oivdei Koychav. And there's an enormous amount of commentary trying to figure out what these things mean. There's a lack of clarity what these things mean, so we should not speculate, and we should only assume that it's all good for us. that's the bottom line, because there are so many different interpretations of what this means. Can it be that something that is scientifically predictable can be called a likui? Does it mean there's something else? Does it mean it can? It's not an esrot sign. If you're not doing with something, we're not doing over this. You go online, you can find all the answers. I went yesterday, spent time with the Masifta, spent time going to the footnotes, and the Masifta goes through all different opinions. And the bottom line is, we don't have real clarity what this means, and we shouldn't worry about this. But it is a significant thing that this takes place against the backdrop of Rosh Chodesh Nisan in a year that follows a leap year. And this beautiful vart from Barabbas is something I think that is very significant, is the Mo'or HaGadol, the two Mo'orois means it was a full Mekabel. And when you understand, then it was diminished. And when you take that idea and you apply it to an eclipse, isn't that a dogma? A full, total solar eclipse, isn't that really a dogma of the moment of Maise Bereshis, of the Shnei HaMo'orois HaGedoylois, where the Levana can be Mekabel everything that the Shemesh has to offer? That means it's Godol. If I can counteract you, you know, a tit for tat, whatever you can offer, I can be Mekabel, we're both Gedoylois. And then right away, Nochamol, the Mor HaGadol, Mor HaKaton, and then there is the Tsar. Oi, what happened, Hashem? I was Gadol yesterday and today I'm Katon? Don't worry. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, the first mitzvah in the Torah to the Am HaNivchar is all for you, Levana. Don't be upset that yesterday you were Gadol and today you're Katon. Klal Yisrael, the Am HaNivchar, they are yours. And through them, you'll one day be Nochem Olam, Mekabel, because what is really Klal Yisrael all about? Mekabelim. We're Mekabel from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And ultimately, whatever this means, things are going to be restored or changed, and we're going to be, whatever it means in the future, we're going to be even greater Mekabelim than we are today. So we should take this as a simin toiv for Klal Yisrael. Afterwards.